Hello.
Hello. You just called me?
Yes, is this Renee?
Yes.
Hey, Renee. My name is Jerome Pratt. I'm a CPA. I was calling in because I just wanted to reach back out. You had spoken to one of our associates, Zach, a little while
Yes.
ago.
Yes.
Okay, you knew from the name.
Yes, I have an N in Zach, but I guess I can change it to Jerome now, huh?
Yes, Zach is unfortunately no longer with us, so we're just going back and following up with individuals that he spoke with and really seeing if you're in a similar place or still if you're wanting to receive offers on Jerusalem Plank.
Yes.
Got you. And I guess if you could, I mean, I don't know how much you remember from that conversation with Zach. I have here that you guys spoke a few times, but if I guess if you could just tell me a little bit about the property, I mean, how you acquired it and what you're looking for.
Okay, my father passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And yeah, he died Christmas Day 2022. And then for me, I was helping take care of him and my aunt. And then my aunt goes in the nurse home and dies 8 months later. So I'm just getting around to, and then I got custody of my godson, who's just turned 18. So, I'm there.
Yeah.
It's
You gotta have patience.
been. So, right. So, I had talked to Zach. I had a CMA done, which came between 210 and 225, but all that's negotiable because everything's being sold as is. It's 12 and a half acres. I've already talked to the county and got an email from them stating that you can build two more houses on it without having it to be rezoned. And I got the rezoning application to have it subdivided.
Oh, okay.
It's the Hunt Club hunts on it now, which they keep most of the land. I would say 80%, 85, 90% of the land is already clear.
Gotcha.
So it's not like you got to do the timber thing and get rid of timber and all that.
Got you. And were you looking to subdivide yourself, or I guess what was
No, I
your
was just gonna sell all of it, but what I was seeing is I had a couple people looking at it, and I just went on and did, which they probably were supposed to do it, but I just went on and did it anyway to see what could be done now, as opposed to going through the application process of getting it rezoned. And so I talked to the planner for probably four or five times and got him to send me an email that basically, based on the size of the land, you can build two more houses on it with a total of three houses, including the one that's already there, without having to go to get it rezoned.
Got you. That makes sense. And with the house that's already there, are you familiar with like the condition and size and
It definitely needs some work done.
Okay.
That's why I'm selling it as is. It's
Yeah.
just because
Got
I had two other people look at it, and one brought his construction guy, so it definitely needs some work done because it needs a new roof and all of that. And I started to do all that, and I was like, no,
Yeah, it's a
I
lot.
got too
And
much on my I got too much on my plate.
I was about to say, one 18-year-old, and then a lot of life happening. That's a lot going on. You know what I mean? So.
And this is the 18-year-old that he's been around me, but he's been in downtown Richmond for the past 10 years. That gives you an idea.
That does. So you gotta have extra patience.
Right. It's
Yeah,
just
no.
it's been, and he's like, it's so funny. It's just, and then trying to make sure I get feet because he's like 300 pounds, 6 feet tall. It's like, I'm not gonna feed you.
You gotta buy an extra refrigerator is what I'm hearing.
Yes. So.
I definitely understand. I definitely understand that. So, I mean, yeah, I can understand not wanting to do more of those projects, sell it as is. I completely get it. With that current house that's on there, do you happen to know like size and square footage? And
it's a 3-bedroom. What's the square footage?
Here,
it's 3-bedroom because the guy that came, that brought his construction guy, he said the house looks small from the outside. He said, but it's big on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
He said most houses look big on the outside or small on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 2 porches on it. So
oh,
it's
okay.
Like you come on one porch, then there's a living room, dining room, family room, kitchen, and then there's a porch. Then you go down the hallway. To the left is a bedroom. To the right is a bathroom and a bedroom. And then we put an addition on the back, which is another bedroom.
Okay, so it sounds like 3-bedroom, 1-bath?
Yes.
Okay, got you. 3-bedroom, 1-bath. And I know you said, you know, you knew it needed a new roof.
It just needs some work done to it. I mean, like, if I sold it right when he died, but I just didn't have, and one time my younger brother was going to move in it, and then he changed his mind, and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't get, so
I
it just kind of held me up, and I was driving back and forth to Richmond picking my godson up every weekend.
Mm.
And I live in Chesapeake, so it was 4 hours on Friday and four
Ooh.
Hours on Sunday. I did
oh.
that from January until June when I got custody of him. And going to the nursing home and check on my aunt and washing her clothes. And
Ooh.
So,
wow.
you know, so it's, so.
yeah, no, you were running, ripping and running, it sounds like, seriously.
Right. And then dealing with family drama. If anybody had told me families act up when people get sick, almost dying out, say you're absolutely crazy. But I've learned.
Trust me, I know a lot about that, too. I actually take care of my grandmother 2 to 3 times a week myself. And once she started going downhill, an uproar. It was an uproar of what to do next, you know.
And it's like all of a sudden everybody wants to be there, but then when it's actually time to step up to the plate and take care
mm-hmm.
of them or have me, it's like I'm busy. You know, I went back to work. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, I completely get it. It's just like in theory they want to help, but in all actuality, who is there? You know what I mean? Who is showing up and
right
wiping butts and mouths and
that's the truth. Yes. And, like, no. dealing with, who's responsible for this? And
mm-hmm.
my aunt, she never got married. She didn't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I had to get one of those. AT&T has a phone that does basically blocks scam callers.
Mm-hmm.
It basically, and I was like, thank God, because she changed her Medicare every month. And I'm like, you guys don't have to worry about, I have to call. That's when I found out that Medicare is open 24 hours. Because I got an email saying, we are not taking her prescription drug coverage out this month. And I'm like, why not? And so when I called Medicare, they're like, no, she signed up for an Advantage plan. I was like, she has regular Medicare. Like,
oh,
and I'm going, the family doesn't have to deal with that. And then
yeah.
I would be at work, and she called me because somebody called her to tell her they were going to put her in jail. So she goes, and she's an hour away from me. I mean, it was so bad. People at work were going, Miss Renee, you okay? I'm in the back, like, yelling. Because I'm like, nobody's coming to get you. No, they said they were going to arrest me. I'm like, nobody's coming to take a 90-year-old woman.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Trust me, it's all too familiar. And I'm being candid here. It almost sounds like a Tyler Perry play. It's just...
Yeah, I'm like, people have no idea. And the family, it's like, you know, it's just, you know.
It's a lot. It is a lot. So I could understand.
And getting them to eat, or they don't think, you know, like my aunt TMI. It's like she didn't think she had a leaky bladder. So, you know, it's like, or she wants to use plastic,
mm-hmm.
or she wants to take her pull-ups and rinse them out at night and
oh.
not get a new one. Oh, yes, she was, because she grew up during the Depression.
Yeah.
So I'm going, so at night, you had to go back. Right, so at night, I had to go back through and throw stuff out. And then one of my friends wanted to stay with her. He was so good. He would wash her clothes, cook her dinner, give her a bath, mop the floor every night. Plus, he had his own construction, so anything that needed to be done around the house, he did it. The family didn't want him there. They were like, he's taking advantage. I'm like, and she didn't leave him anything in her will. So I'm sitting there going, if anybody should be upset, he took care of her for like 3 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Straight in 24 hours. He would give her vitamins, her medicine. I mean, it would be, I mean, she wasn't down by that time because she was, I mean, she did hair in Waverly forever. I mean, the only reason she stopped was when the governor shut their shop down. But other than that, she, and her mind was sharp. It was just, if I had the money, to be honest with you, I would keep the land and build a nursing home because the nursing home in Waverly is horrible. She could walk when she went in. A month later, she couldn't walk.
I'm telling you, the same thing happened to my grandmother. It's the same exact thing. I don't know what it is. That's a whole vendetta I have, too. If I had millions, I would actually build an ethical, home. I wouldn't even care about the price. I would just try to help.
Well, the thing about it, one of my friends that lives in Maryland, when I told her, she was like, Renee, you can get a grant. I was like, what? She said, yeah, you can build it on reparations. And she said, you could do a state-of-the-art nursing home.
Nah.
If I had the money and the time to write the grant, I would, but right now I got so much on my plate. But that's the main thing, because I'm like, the nursing homes are horrible.
They really are.
I didn't have a choice, because when I got my godson, even my cousin was like, she was like, Renee, just let somebody take her for a week. I was trying to get my godson in school.
Mm-hmm.
And transitioning him from Richmond and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, she said, well, you just need, it was August when they were like, and I had the private pay at the nursing home for a month. And you can imagine how that was. So my savings was like,
oh my God.
Because the family wouldn't take her. They said, and it's like, why can't she come? So she comes to me Labor Day weekend on that Friday. My godson, he used to help take care of her. And she loved, she wanted to leave everything she had to him. And I'm like, oh, okay. He started school that Tuesday. She dies that Friday in hospice in my house. It was so funny. My cousin who lives, you probably know some of my people, so I'm not coming. She lived on the other side of the water. So she wanted to come. Now, my aunt has been in nursing home for 6 months, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go to see her. Now you want to come to my house. And so when she first got here, and so this is the kind of stuff you look out for, they go, well, she's not actively dying. Okay. By Thursday, she did something, and she said she was in pain. I mean, because she had stopped talking. She was dancing. She looked like one of them little Ethiopian kids. She had lost her weight. And she had got in a fetal position in the bed.
Okay.
So then the nurse said, and he was a really nice guy, middle-aged. He had been doing it for a while. And he comes over. He said, she's actively dying. He said, she's going to act like she's got sleep apnea. He said, and she'll just, and he said, but when she goes, it'll probably be the very time you take a shower or run to the store or whatever. And the guy, it's so funny, the guy that had taken care of her, he had left because the family, he had been gone for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back that week. It was so funny. His son, because he lives in the western part of the state, his son drove him 7 hours. And then my friend who lives in Waverly drove him, and I picked him up in Suffolk. And it was almost like she was waiting for him. He got here the day before she got here. And my cousin who lives in Newport, my other cousin who lives in Newport News, she was really nice. Her daughter's a doctor, and her husband had been sick for like a year, year and a half. So she could walk me through a bunch of stuff that was going on.
Well,
but, I mean, it was like she brought the thing over on how to, change her in the bed and, wound kind of care stuff and, and stuff that thickener that they give them when they can't eat that thickens their, so they can swallow. It's, it's just, you understand. But it's so funny. Long story short, my other cousin, she wants to come over and visit. I was like, well, she's been in the nursing home, and she made up some excuse. And then I said, well, why don't we wait until the nurse comes? The nurse comes, and if he says he's okay, you can come over and see her. Well, the nurse comes, and he said she's actively dying. He said if they're not coming to help, he said the main thing now is just to keep her comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her that. She didn't want to believe me. I let her talk to the nurse. She got nasty with the nurse and said, I'm her niece and I'm coming. And he was like, just respect the people's house. She was like, well, I don't know if it's their house or not. It was just one thing after the other. To the point where I had to, like, you know, just get off. I said, thank you very much. And I said, because he was trying to explain to her, and it wasn't working. She decides to come over anyway. She pulls up. I close the door and go in the back. So she's out in front of my house cussing and fussing and yelling because the guy that cuts my grass lives like 2 doors down.
This is ridiculous. She is.
And he goes, I said, you probably heard my cussing. And you know how you guys are. You don't talk a lot about stuff. He just got quiet. I'm going, yeah, he heard her.
Oh, I don't know what it is. People just want to start acting crazy.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's like, and it was like one day, the only day my godson wanted to go to the beach, the only day I go, and that's when it started. They started at 12:30, my aunt's sister, and it went on to 10 o'clock at night. About how bad I was and this and that. And it was just, it was so bad that my other cousin who lives in it did her daughter's doc. She was like, she said, don't respond back. Because I had about had it by that time. I was getting ready to tell all. And they did it in a mass text. It wasn't like they waited till it got on a mass text.
Same thing happened in my family, yep.
Really? I'm like, what? I'm like, so it got so, I had it. I'm like, where were y'all 2 o'clock in the morning? Where were you driving 2 and 3 hours? You know, where were you when Then they really set them off. And so I got ready. I was ready to, I was putting my text message in. I was going, she was like, Renee, do not respond. I was like, no. She was like, no. She said, it's gotten bizarre at this point. She said, do not respond. I think her sister said, she said, anybody off the street could have done whatever I did for my aunt. That hurt.
No, they could have not.
It's like, you don't understand the days when I was like, fortunately, there were some really nice nurses at the nursing home. Because you have to ask them to check her to see if she's dehydrated. Because they're not going to do it. And they don't give them water because that means they have to change them.
Exactly. You're right. I have to get mine water every time.
Yes. They don't brush their teeth.
No, my grandmother's dealing with having to get a tooth pulled. You right? They don't.
It is
the bare minimum, and it really is sad. It's true.
And if you don't go, and I was so far away, because that's why I put in waivers for even the people like at the rehab place, and they say, "You sure you want to put in waivers?" Her house is like less than a mile from, and I'm going, I can go up there and see her. Other people, because she was a celebrity because she did everybody's hair and wave. So, it was like she was a look. So I figured they'd take care of her. Oh, Lord. Her fingers turned blue one day.
Oh.
And they're going to tell me she's cold. She then wasn't getting enough oxygen. Her oxygen had dropped to 67. And we talk about the nursing supervisor was the one that told me that she was cold.
She's not
cold.
They try to play you like you don't know nothing, so that way you don't catch their mess.
Right.
It's really sad because whose finger's going to turn blue from cold? If anything, frostbite. It can't be that cold in there.
She had a sweater on and she was sitting in the hallway by the... and it's so funny because you can actually call 911. They're not supposed... And if you call 911, they get in major trouble because they have a bunch of paperwork to fill out. But one of the nurses told me, she said, you do what you have to do.
100%.
I called 911. My aunt threw her hands up like, praise the Lord, you get me out of here. Took her to Petersburg. They let older people just die. They don't do anything for them. They send her back to the nursing home.
Oh, my goodness. It's so sad. It really is sad. I was speaking with an older gentleman earlier. He just has no money, no option, and no computer skills, no nothing, and no one is able to help him. And all it's just it's so sad, though.
I started to do a grant to help older people, just to help older people navigate. Because that whole Medicare, Medicaid, the days you in, they don't pay for certain days. And, you know, it's just, oh, gosh.
It's a mess.
And the thing about it, they wait for people to die.
Yeah. At the end, it's sad that, you know, they treat us just like things and not like people.
Yes. And if you go enough times, like, well, she had a sore on her foot that was bloody red. It was like what they call a blood blister or something. And she goes in, and fortunately, I called my cousin, and her daughter was down. And because I asked her, he's going to send her back to the nursing home. I said, well, what about a podiatrist? She told me, she said, you tell them, she said, call the doctor on call. Because I didn't know to do that. I was just going to do it. She was like, no, call the doctor on call. And da, 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 da. And he saw her the next day. The problem was I had just paid private pay to take her to, what was it, the vascular guy because of her foot. Mm-hmm. And he told me, so I had to private pay. It was $500 to go 12 miles.
Are you kidding?
No, and then the thing about it, when I took her back to the nursing home, they're going to tell me that she's dehydrated. She has to go back to the hospital, which was a block from where I took her.
Mm-mm. No.
Then the next day, then they sent her back to the nursing home. The next morning when the podiatrist said he could see her, I had to pay another $500 for her to go to the podiatrist for transportation.
It's just ridiculous. It is really ridiculous. And I'm sorry you had to go through all this. You know, nobody.
That's what I'm still thinking about suing the nursing home. But it's like you just. And then her clothes got missing. The sign says family will do laundry. How her clothes get missing?
Tell me about it. We've had.
So.
It's just. It's terrible. It's terrible. It really is.
And the thing about the older people. I mean, I hate to say it. I know you may not remember Kevorkian, the holster. I'm like, he would have had, oh, gosh. You better off, like, just go ahead and kill me. Just let me die.
It's getting to be that way because it's hard enough to live now, and then you got to worry about, you know, being taken advantage of to the most. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's terrible.
And then my cousin, he was mean to her when he would take her to the doctor. Like, this guy would take her, be really patient with her. They started just, he just using her, and he not paying rent. And I'm going, when I figured it out, we owed him $100,000.
Sure.
Because he was 24 hours. He would get up in the middle of the night and take care of her.
Yeah, no, that man was a blessing. That man was
I know. I know. And I'm like, he built her a breezeway from the house to her garage so she wouldn't get wet when she used to go to church.
Oh, that's... How can they even say anything bad about that man?
But that's what I'm saying. None of them can... Her sister didn't even come to see her for 5 years. So how she know what's going on in her house? It's just... And I bought into it. I was like, well, maybe he should... I was like, you know... So he left. And it was like, then I had to find somebody to help because then my other... Her sister, who her nephew, the one that she was like, this is the one that should be taking care of her. He trying to kill her because I told her, I said, well, he trying to kill your sister. He giving her TV dinners. Now, she already on a low dose, high blood pressure pill. Why is he giving her TV dinners?
It's not like my family. She's. It really does.
I know. I didn't mean to go off on that. But when you find somebody that's been through, it's like you almost want to go. Like you said, Taliban. You wouldn't. Okay, this is the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
This is not supposed to be going on.
No. This is supposed to be the cream of the crop, and we're real low on the barrel right now.
Right. And if you get old, even like this attorney I went to see, he was like, basically, the U.S. basically discards older people, period.
They do. And it really is to the point where, I mean, considering somewhere else don't sound that bad sometimes, you know.
Right. In other cultures, they embrace older people. But in the U.S., it's like you, when it comes to looking for jobs and ageism and all that kind of stuff, it's just mm-hmm. bad.
It is bad. It is really bad. But regardless, when I tell you it's enough on your plate, it sounds like, and it was, and I can understand you wanting to, you know, unload some things off your plate, you know.
Like, I would love to build an orphanage and a home and a nursing home, or a home for the elderly, or have so the older people can take care of the young people, you know. But it's right now I need to get my godson through high school, so.
Yeah, no, I understand, and I really wish society was built on allowing people more time to do the right thing or do the things that they want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to balance all these millions of things in just a day. So I can understand, you know, I definitely can understand just lessening off your plate so you can pour more into your cup and the one, you know, 18-year-old you just took on, your godson. So I understand. I do understand. And what I'll do is from here, now that I know you're at least open to it, I will do my research and due diligence. And is it possible to give you a call back sometime mid next week?
That'd be fine.
Okay. All right.
Because it's like my life is not as, you know, pretty much all of that. It all happened almost in like a year's time. It's just like, phew, felt like Joe.
Yeah. I understand.
So.
I do.
So I just, you know, and it's not like I'm not, I mean, because I've kept it this long. It's like, you know, the hunt club keeps the grass cut and have somebody else to cut the grass and going into the winter, you know. But just let me know. I just rather have a clean, I do have an offer on it, but it's not as clean as I want it, so.
Do you mind me asking what that offer entails? So that way, you know, we can make sure it's what you want.
Well, he was offering me full price, the $215. But he wanted me to pay, he was going to pay my closing costs. But he wanted me to pay his realtor fee, which is three times my closing costs. And I said no, but she still put it in the contract. Plus he wants to do conventional financing, and I need to have the estate settled soon, like early next year, and he doesn't want to close till next year. So that's just, it's little things like that, you know, and it needs to be sold as is. And she didn't put that, he was like, talk to the realtor, and I'm like, she didn't put anything in there that we talked about. She put in there what she wanted to put in there. And then it's like, she put a septic, I mean, they're septic, but then she put private public water. I'm like, how you have public water in the country? So it was just little stuff like that. And plus the contract was 30 pages.
Yeah, no, it should not be like that at all. At all. I mean, ours is one page. And it says,
well, the guy that bought, because I sold my aunt's lot, and, well, I haven't sold it yet, but he put a contract on it, and his was two pages, and then we had to add a line to it. We pushed it to three pages. But 30 pages, I'm like, no. I'm like, I did real estate for years, and I'm going, no. I was like, you more concerned about making your money than seeing the deal go through.
Yeah, and if they have any stipulations of it being not as is, then...
She didn't put as is in the contract at all. And he was, I mean, because the other guy we talked about when he submitted it, and I said it's supposed to be, he changed it. It was done in a day. This guy, I told him that I had another offer close to what I was asking for. He was like, well, I'll give you full price. Well, I'm thinking it's going to be a clean deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
30 pages of, when I really sat, first I thought it was just a couple things that as is, and you know, and I was like, okay. Then I sat down, because sometimes I substitute teach, and I was like, mm-hmm. well, you know, let me sit here and read this contract. So I read all 30 pages. I had like 14 changes. I said, no, it's too much, you know,
Yeah. It sounds like it's a smaller, like, maybe the family is trying to purchase it. A lot of people come up with smaller companies doing the same thing, trying to buy
No,
houses.
he flips houses. He's an ex-football player, so it's not like he doesn't have the money.
That makes sense now that you said flips houses. A lot of people flip houses and try to do what, investment companies do, but aren't
Right.
able to when
And
it
do
comes.
the OPM, other people's money, like I'm not using my money, I'm using money else. And it's just, I'm like, but
Yeah.
no, you're telling me I got to take it off the market for 90 days? Well, actually, then they put he's not closing until next year sometime, and they added a 10-day window.
No, yeah, no.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's little stuff like that. I'm like, and I told her like 2 weeks ago all those things, but she kept it the way she wanted it, which means, I'm gonna be honest with you, and don't take offense, I don't like people that don't listen.
Yeah.
Don't.
I feel you.
I'm like, I said, what was the point of time? Then I sent her a text message telling her I was not paying her realtor fee. She puts it in the contract anyway. I have a text, because when he tried to like push back, I said, I have a text message that I sent her before she sent the contract. She said, oh, well, just send me all the changes and I'll get back with you. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, now that sounds like a lot going on, and it sounds like it would just be a mess in the back end. So, I mean, that's exactly what we try to prevent. I mean, it with us is very clean cut, straightforward. Let you know that it's completely as is. We pay every bit of closing costs, realty fees, anything involved, and we agree on the lump sum that you walk away with in hand. So it's
Well,
very.
that's what the other guy was, because he had looked at it, and then it was like, because I have like two other properties, three, two, I can't remember what they left me. And he really wanted to buy the other property. I'm like, no, that was not for sale. And then my aunt left me a business, so it's just,
Yeah, no, I understand. It's a lot to juggle, but you can't let go of everything at once, so.
I'm not, because one of it's like, okay, one piece is so valuable, the mayor wants
Well, hallelujah.
She was like, what are you going to do with it? I mean, it's like, no, that's okay. If you want it, I'm about to keep it.
Exactly. I can understand that. I definitely can. So yeah, what we'll do is like I said, I'm gonna do my due diligence. I'm gonna figure out a number that can possibly work. And I know you said you were wanting a 210 to 2. It was, wait, hold on one
It was
second.
210 to 225. The guy made me an offer for 215 because I told him I had an offer a little over 200, and he was like, "I'll give you what you're asking for." So I'm thinking it's gonna be a clean deal. Plus, I did the research so that he could build on it. I mean, it's because I'm like, "What else do you want?" I had the planner to. I mean, and I worried that guy for. I went to school with his cousin, so I really nagged him. I said, but I need something in writing to say that it doesn't have to go through the rezoning application process to build two more houses. And if you can build two more houses cheap, you've made your money back with the two houses.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I definitely
So
do.
there's nothing that they don't have to put a road in, you don't have to do any, you know what I mean?
It's just there. It's
Right.
already
And
there.
I got right, and they already said that he was like, well, that's not good. And I said, you want me to get the ordinance from you? Like, and I went over to planning and zoning and picked up a rezoning application and all of that. So if you want to go through that process or talk to them directly, because the planning and zoning meeting is this Monday. I might go. But I guess what he should have done, but I was trying to make it eat,
Yeah. No, I understand. I definitely do.
I mean, I can't guarantee that you can subdivide it, but I can tell you what you can do right now without spending any money doing that, you can put two more houses on it.
Yeah. No, it's 12.5 acres. So.
Right. And based on the acreage, they're saying that you could have two other houses. You have a total of three houses.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
And without having to have it rezoned, because it's zone A1, agriculture one now.
Got you. And that makes sense. That does make sense. The only piece of information that I would need once you get that, it would be square footage. I would want to know that. If possible, you know, and what I'll do is I'll follow up with you Monday. I mean, would that be good to follow up Monday to see?
Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm substituting at the Career Center. And we can't have our phones because, you know, it's governor's rule now, the kids can't have their. That gets real interesting. Boy, they be sneaking their phones, looking at them. Because they actually take them from, they can't even have them during lunchtime.
Mm.
They're not even supposed to have them on their person.
Yeah, no, I believe
Can
that.
You imagine teenagers not being able to have their phone?
I know. It's a fight, I'm sure.
Oh, and it's so funny because you find, like, the Career Center is not so bad because they teach cybersecurity, pharmacy, you know, they actually welding, auto tech, HVAC, and all that. So most of those kids have jobs. They're going to go to work somewhere. But like the regular high schools, every time I go in the office, somebody's in there, somebody's parents in there. Because what they do is after, I think, two or three times, they call the parents.
Yeah.
Over a cell phone.
Hmm.
And I'm going, one time they could have it at lunchtime, but now it's like they can't have it the entire day. And it's like, it's a mandate from the governor. Because one girl had her phone out, and she had it behind her Chromebook, her laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept swiping up past it, and I was pretending like I didn't see her. She was swiping so much that I had to tell her, put your phone up. Because I'm like, I'm not losing this little job because you going to be on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that one. But
so a lot of times, I'm just saying that because I'm not supposed to have my phone out. Sometimes I'll pull it out.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because it's like, I guess I'm supposed to set an example for the, because even the teachers talk about how they can't have their phones out. I'm like, and some of them have kids in school someplace else. And, you know, I don't know. I thought that they would at least let the high schoolers have theirs out, like, because a lot of them take care of their younger kids, their younger siblings. But they can't take that phone out until that last bell rings before they leave the classroom.
No, that makes sense. That does make sense. And
but they're saying they're more social now. They are. They talk more amongst themselves.
And that's important. It's very important. And I think hopefully, you know, most of them benefit from it.
I know. Some of them, like, because sometimes their social skills are real interesting. But I even do it with my godson. We used to sit in the same room. I'd text him. Like, sometimes I'll call him from my bedroom because I'm like, you know, he's not going to want to get up. I'm not going to want him. You know, it's like, and I kind of gotten kind of used to it. But,
no,
it's interesting. You learn a lot.
Yes.
Because I even asked him, what was it? What the kids would do, the guys would do. They would say, can I go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
They would go to the bathroom. They come back. And then another guy would go, can I go to the bathroom? So I had to ask Mel, because I'm like, well, you're their age. I said, what's going on when they go into the bathroom? And he told me, they're doing something. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, okay. And then what they do is they will put their, because based on their Chromebook, like if they're watching videos, they're supposed to have a corded headphone in. But what some of them would do, they'll put their Bluetooth headphones or either their earbuds in, which they're actually listening to their phone, but they want me to think that they're watching a video on their Chromebook. So sometimes I go, just let it go. It's not worth it.
I can understand that. I would, too, sometimes.
Because one woman, a girl, I was talking to her, and I kept asking her a question, she didn't respond. And they were like, the kids had to tell her, take your earbuds out. And she had them in both ears. I'm like, you should have been smart enough to at least put it in one ear.
Yeah. I agree, buddy. Whew. Now, I'm telling you, the kids are a whole other piece of work. But I can say if Monday and Tuesday work better for you, I'll make it a mission.
I think school is closed because, you know, Tuesday's election day. So
yes,
I think
yes,
the
it
schools
is.
Are closed. So
it
I'll probably be, might be near my dad.
Okay. Well, we'll play it by ear. And nonetheless, this is a good number. Even if you need to text the square footage, once you find that out, that'll be helpful as well. But nonetheless, I'll touch base at the latest Tuesday and we'll go from there, and I hope I can be a positive experience, you know, through all of this.
I hope so, because, like, I've been praying. I was like, Lord, it was like when the guy says, I'll give you full price, because it was almost like it was competitive when I told him what the other guy had offered.
Uh-huh.
It was like, I'll give you full price. Well, I let the other offer go thinking this was just, a street deal.
No, that's frustrating.
Oh, it is. And I was like, ooh, I need to call that the guy back.
Well, hopefully we can be a fresh start. And I think we definitely can. I definitely do. And just remember, you know, my name's Jerome. And just keep me on your mind. And I will reach out, like I said, on Tuesday.
Okay. Sounds fantastic. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Ms. Renee. And don't work too hard.
No. I try not to. It's like, I know, because some days I go, I just want to rest. It was like, because I didn't tell you the other part. Like in 2022, the year my dad died, the place that I worked, they closed it. The following week, I was in a car accident from behind in Richmond. And 2 weeks later, my dad almost died. Then he went in the hospital.
But
I figured I'd take the severance package, get unemployment, just chill for a little bit. And then the company didn't want to pay me for like 6 weeks, my severance package. It was just, but what happened was from the car accident, I had to go to therapy, which I couldn't go back to work, which I was able to spend time with my dad because I guess God knew he was going to die Christmas Day. So I really was able to spend those last 10 months with him. Where sometimes it was hard between taking care of her, living an hour away, you know, and not having any money coming in. It was just, it was really interesting, but it worked out. So when he died, and the thing about it is that I was cooking Christmas dinner for him and my aunt. And he didn't answer the phone, and I called his brother, and he was like, oh, sometimes he does that. I'm like, but he doesn't do me that way. And that's when they said he had fallen over behind the bed. And my prayer was, Lord, please don't let him be face up where I got to have it. Because they wouldn't move the body, do anything until I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother lives 20 minutes away. They didn't call him. I'm an hour away. So when I get there, it's like his oxygen tank was still going. It was like he was at the foot of the bed praying. So all I saw was the back of his head. I'm like, yep, that's him. And then I left.
Well...
My godson wanted to go. He come and said, I want to see a dead body. I was like, you go, you have it. You go, you have it.
Somebody else, not him.
Right. I'm like, that's him, and I'm out of here. So, but it didn't bother. I haven't cried yet over my dad. I'm like, what is it?
I'm not sure, but I can say it probably is just thinking about the good times. I hope that's what it is, you know, just.
Well, it is. It's like I got to spend time with them, and it was so funny that week. I had just made my mind. I was like, I'm going to have to bring my dad to stay with me. I'm like, I don't know how we're going to get along. Because we used to be really, really close. It got to the point we had started hanging up on each other. It was like, no, click up. So it's like.
Least
he didn't. My main thing is that he didn't suffer. My mom was sick for 30 years. For 30 years. So with him dying like that, I was just so glad I didn't have to see him suffer like my mom. She was like diabetic, congestive heart failure, all that kind of, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. I do. It's rough, but nonetheless, like I said, don't work too hard this weekend, and I definitely will look forward to reaching out to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Preferably
Because I
before.
Did a title search back in February? January, February. I already did a title search. And I don't know why I just did it to make sure nothing was on it.
Well, that's good. That'll be helpful in the back end process for sure. That definitely
okay.
will. It'll be helpful.
And I can, do you have an email address? I can send you the CNA
yes.
on it.
Yes. My email is Jerome, Jerome, at CVA, C as in Charles, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, dot email. It's weird. It's dot email instead of dot com.
Okay, so it's Jerome at C as in Cat, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, dot email.
Yep, you got it.
You're right, that is different. Okay.
Very different. I didn't choose it.
Pretty sick. So good. Do you have no responsibility in it?
No. Yeah, no, it's all good though. But I'll definitely.
So what's your actual name, Jerome? What?
Jerome Pratt.
Pratt.
Pratt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so where are you from, Jerome? I'm being nosy there.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I'm from Chesterfield.
Oh, y'all said that new police chief.
I believe so. I should keep up with it, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah, I used to live in Richmond for a long time. I mean, for about 10 years, 15 years. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm from good old Chesterfield, but our office is located in Ashland, Virginia.
Good old Ashland up there with the campground.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know about the campground.
Yeah, just a little bit, not a whole bunch. I've just heard about it. But yes, ma'am.
Yeah, people used to say, you need a miracle, go to the campground.
Well,
so.
But yes, ma'am, it's. I'm over here, and we're a really good company. We've got a good.
Well,
thing.
I'm gonna be honest. See, I don't know how honest to be with you. Oh, cause Zach was like very interesting.
No, he was. He was very interesting. He is no longer.
He called me one morning 6 times without leaving a message. He just kept calling back to back to back.
Yeah.
So then I eventually picked the phone up. Then he wouldn't tell me who he was. Then he tried to tell me when I told him close to what I was asking for, he decides to tell me about what was on 625. I said, but it's not 625, it's on Route 35. It was just real interesting. And
yeah.
then he didn't want to tell me who he worked for.
Yeah, no. He's like I said, he's no longer with us, unfortunately. Well, maybe fortunately. But regardless...
I know, so that's why when I saw the number, I'm like, is that calling me back again? I mean, we finally got to a happy median or a median. Like, after I was like, look, I don't know. I need to know your name and, you know, and then he was like, okay. But it just gave me a little pause for his representation and the company.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, is
no,
the company like this? It's that's why I was like, I almost didn't want to answer. I'm like, oh, here we go again.
No, I completely understand, but we've definitely made a turnaround, and I'd be happy to work with you on this in the future for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you as well, Ms. Renee, and you take care and look forward to my call on Tuesday, okay?
Will do, and I will try to get you that square footage.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.